You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, I pray right now for my family and friends out here. I consider them family. We're all part of your family, Lord. I lift them up now. I pray, I ask for your best blessings on my extended family out here today. Lead them and guide them, direct their paths here today, and may they all have the proverbial Midas touch, Lord, that everything that they do today would turn to gold. We ask for your blessings on our study too. Speak to us through your word here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is WGOD Radio. You are about to hear the last part of this sermon out of James chapter 4. It's entitled, A Friend of God or A Friend of the World? Which one are you? Because the Bible's explicitly clear that you can't be both. You have to choose. Now, I'm siding with Joshua. What we read about in Joshua chapter 24, he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. How about you? Are you a friend of God or a friend of the world? That's what we're looking at here today. If you would like this entire message, write to me. My email address is paul@wmiefm.com. I'll either send you the link to it because it's up in podcast at my website. I'll mail you the CD for free, whatever it is that you'd like. Contact me and I'd be glad to send that to you. Friend of God or a friend of the world? We're going through a 9-week series here on this program, WGOD, going through James. We're about halfway done now. Starting tomorrow, we will look at humility. And my sermon is entitled, Humility is the Cure. But for now, a friend of God or a friend of the world?
They approve of those who practice them. When you approve of people that practice that list I just gave to you, then you are as guilty in the eyes of God as they are. Amen. I bet you didn't know that. One person knew it. And this is why James is so strict on being a friend of the world, because he loves you. And he doesn't want you to fall into the wrong crowd. Don't follow the world, follow God. Amen. I could just say that and just go home, right? Don't follow the world, follow God. Now, I was done, but I got one more page to add. Thank God for Saturdays. Quiet Saturdays. Let's wrap it up. Let's assume, because we got to drive this ship home, right? Let's assume that you find yourself as a friend of the world and not a friend of God. How can I change that? Let's make it practical. All right, you feel guilty. You feel condemned about this maybe. No, better yet, you feel convicted, because there's no condemnation for Christians. You just feel convicted because God wants you to repent of it and to start going the right way. Speaking of, that's my answer. How can I change that if you find yourselves If the Lord is convicting you now, answer, repent. Repent of your sins. And remember, repent doesn't mean that you're sorry for what you've done. Repent means to change. The Greek word metanoia means change your mind. The Air Force, they'd call it doing an about face. A 180. Leaving it behind and going in the other direction. That's what the word repent means. Repent of your sins. Change your mind. Go in the opposite direction. To be a friend of God involves loving what God loves and hating what God hates. Case in point. Let's say you're a pastor and you discover that your son is homosexual. So, now that it's become personal to you because it involves someone that you know, you change viewpoints. And your position now is, well, a person is born that way. God embraces homosexuality, and there's nothing wrong with that. Then that pastor, all right, hold on a minute. You know this is a true story, don't you?
Yes.
This was a Methodist pastor. I forget, he had four sons or three. I think he had four, and three of them are homosexual. You're a pastor, and you got three gay sons? Man, where did you go wrong? 1% of the world, 75% of your kids are gay, and you're a pastor? Maybe I suggest another profession, like plumber? No offense to plumbers. Maybe go in the weed whacking business. Let me tell you what, friend, stay out of the pulpit. Because you're in for a world of hurt now when you change positions like that. Why? Because now you're no longer a friend of God. You're now a friend of the world. Then the pastor installs homosexuals in leadership positions at the church. And the pastor tries to change the bylaws at the church that he pastors, so that he can seem stylish and in step with the times and not to offend society. I mean, don't look at me like I'm crazy. This is a true story. This is happening all over this country. People preach against sin until their son starts doing it or their daughter, and then they change sides. You can't do that just because your own family member is involved in it. You can't change sides. You got to stay with God. Find another way to help your child. But don't side with them if they're living in sin. That's not the answer. Then this pastor calls the local newspaper and tells them about it. So then they schedule a parade for the hiree and call him brave. Then they call CNN and interview him on there. And that's how that works. Mr. Pastor's position before God has now changed. He is now a hostile enemy of God and has placed himself directly in God's way. Listen to this verse here. Out of Isaiah. It's not on the handout. Let me read it to you. Isaiah chapter 1, starting in verse 12. It says, "When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more sacrifices into my house. Your incense is an abomination to me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I can't stand them. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble to me. They're wearisome. And they're weary for me to bear. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my face from you. When you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you," again, plural, "ye, wash you, make clean, put away the evil of your doings before my eyes, and cease to do evil." Don't even come before God when you're like this. You've got to make it right. To be a friend of God, is to stick to your guns, stick to the word of God, regardless of what society does. The church that sticks to the word of God in that same scenario fires the senior pastor. You shouldn't leave. You got to get rid of the sin. They fire the pastor. They fire the homosexual the pastor hired because it's wrong. And it's flagrant and ongoing sin in the eyes of God. Whether or not you're an embezzler or a liar or an adulterer, get rid of the sin in the house of God. That's what you need to do. That's the right way to do this. That doesn't change regardless of how debased society gets. To be a friend of God honors God and His Word at all times. And that's the difference between being a friend of the world and a friend of God. Everyone out here who makes themselves a friend of the world has in turn lost a friend. And you've lost a big friend. I've heard it said many times. I've heard Charles Stanley on my television get up and say, there's nothing a child can do to change his standing before God. And I say to you, boulder dash. There's lots you can do to change your standing before God. Make yourself, as the King, New King James says, make yourself a friend of the world, and your standing's going to change a great deal before God. You will be His. Who wants to be the enemy of God? Raise your hand. I could fill this church with atheists and ask them who wants to be the enemy of God, and not one of them will raise their hand. Or agnostics. You can change your standing before God. Might not lose your salvation, but you're going to change your standing. And you know, I love the world. That's all right. I can't change my standing. That's all right. I'm an enemy of God, so be it. How could you stand that? Do you want to be known as the friend of God or a hostile enemy of God? It's your choice. How do you change it? Number one, repent. Make it right. Repent. Number two, be like Joshua. Be like Joshua, who said this: if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. That's what we're doing in our house. I pray you would do the same thing. It's your choice. Are you a friend of God, or are you a proud friend of the world with no earthly enemies? Where do you stand?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.